Hello and welcome to the AFC Donscast from the Inverness Reds. It's Graham here with your weekly Dons News Roundup on Sunday, the 7th of April. You wouldn't have thought from the display against Livingston that we needed the points. It was another poor game from both sides. And while the Dons had the better of the chances, both sides struggled to make any real impression on the game. Bon Majowski had a late goal disallowed by VAR after Angus McDonald was found to be offside in the build-up to the goal. But really, there wasn't much else to talk about other than the numerous head knocks to Yenge, McGrath and Nottingham, adding 9 injury time minutes to the first half. We remain 9th in the league, 7 points ahead of Ross County in the relegation playoff spot.
That's disappointing. Thought we'd won that at the death.
Yeah, it's a sickening, especially in the 90th minute. I've just seen it back there, Rob. I don't know if he's off, but we'll need to see him in the lines later on.
And it was one of the few moments of quality in the game, wasn't it?
I thought we were all right for back to middle then. We just never got anything running about the edge of the box and getting our shots off. I said to them at half-time, we need more bodies in the box, especially with that wind. I thought we coped it quite well, and I thought the wind would help us in the second half, but we never got any real pressure at their goal and shots. I think Boyan's got to score. I think he knows that in the first half, 1v1, but nah, we're just not enough shots and goal today.
Yeah, when I'm talking about lack of quality, I'm meaning final third, because actually, particularly first half, Aberdeen had a lot of control of the game, and actually pulling it up to the edge of the area and down the sides was pretty good.
Yeah, we dominated the ball, but as you said, it was just that final third. We just missed that little spark at the edge of the box.
Yeah, big chance for Boyan, and then that big disappointment at the end. What were the bits of the game that you enjoyed?
The bravery getting on the ball. But again, they just need to. There's no point doing it from back to middle, and we're not doing it up in the higher end of the pitch. But something we need to work on for next week.
Yeah, you brought the two subs on that did so well against Ross County last weekend, Dante and Duke, and didn't quite work this time.
Nah, I never got the spark that I wanted. I'll need to look back. I think Duke had a chance. I think Clarke played them in just inside of the box. I just know it kind of bounced off the surface and never fell for him, but. Yeah, disappointing, especially in the 90th minute. I thought we'd won it.
Yeah, I think it just reared up, didn't it, as he tried to get a touch, and the chance was gone at that point. But I guess today was never going to be beautiful, was it? You know, two struggling teams, a poor playing surface, and blowing a gale.
Yeah, the conditions weren't great, but both teams have got to play in it. But I've got to be happy with the clean sheet. We've got to take that positive for that, but we need to be better in the final third.
It's 3 unbeaten, it's just a shame it wasn't 3 wins on the bounce.
Yeah, that's. I did think we had that in the 90th minute, but yeah, it's just a second over to the end.
Cheers, Peter, thank you.
Thank you.
Catch live audio and video of our next match only on Red TV. Subscribe now for full match day coverage, replays, highlights and all the goals. Exclusive interviews and behind the scenes content. Sign up now at redtv.afc.co.uk. The best of the action only on Red TV.
Motherwell scored 3 times in the last 11 minutes to complete an incredible 3-2 comeback win over Dundee at Dens Park and keep alive their top 6 hopes in the Premiership. St Mirren are guaranteed a top half finish despite losing 2-1 to third place Hearts in Paisley. Kilmarnock have a 5-point lead in fourth place following their 1-0 victory over Ross County at Ayrshire, and Hibs remain in the top 6 race despite going down 2-1 to St Johnstone at Easter Road. Dundee United remain 4 points clear in the Championship after thrashing Queen's Park 5-0 at Hampden, while second place Raith Rovers beat Ayr United 2-1 at Starks Park. Airdrieonians stay 4th after their 3-1 win over Greenock Morton at the Excelsior Stadium. Inverness Cali Thistle beat Arbroath 2-1 in the Highland Capital to all but relegate the Red Lichties, while it finished 1-0 between Dunfermline Athletic and Partick Thistle at East End Park. Champions Falkirk saw off Cove Rangers 5-1 to stay unbeaten in League One, while second place Hamilton Accies were 3-1 winners away to Annan Athletic, who stay 9th. Third place Alloa Athletic thrashed local rivals Stirling Albion 5-1 at Forth Bank. Kildare Hearts beat Queen of the South 2-1 at Palmerston, while Edinburgh City versus Montrose was abandoned in the first half due to high winds, with the score at 0-0. Stenhouse Muir made history by winning their first ever league title on Saturday afternoon. They secured the League Two crown with a 0-0 draw against East Fife at Oakleview, as closest challengers Peterhead drew 2-2 at Bonnyrigg Rose. Dumbarton won 2-0 away to Forfar Athletic, while Elgin City and the Spartans drew 2-2 at Barra Briggs. Clyde leapfrogged Stranraer with a crucial 1-0 win at New Douglas Park to leave the Blues bottom of the table. In the Highland League, the scores were Banksiadae 2, Huntly 1, Deverin Vale 2, Inverurie Local Works 1, Fraserburgh 4, Brechin City 2, Nairn County 0, Fermartin United 2, Tariff United 7, Strathspey Thistle 1. And earlier today in the Premiership, it was a 3-all draw between Rangers and Celtic in the lunchtime kickoff in Glasgow.
Nigeria, an extraordinary country and a complex puzzle.
This is exciting, my first time in Nigeria.
Known as the giant of Africa, it's a place full of wonder and contradictions. I'm embarking on a 1,300-mile journey. From the people in vibrant, hectic Lagos...
This is the hot spot.
..to the heat and rituals of the Islamic North.
In this chaos, there's also harmony.
I'll discover the astonishing natural wonders.
I didn't know what to expect, but I didn't quite expect this.
And experience what faith and devotion really means here.
This is the kind of moment when you forget which country you're in.
The extraordinary people of Nigeria are full of surprises.
It's kind of raucous celebration to the place.
This is Nigeria.
Join me, Michael Palin, in Nigeria.
Coming soon to Channel 5.
My girlfriend is vegan. Sorry, I don't know why I'm telling you that. I assume she's already told you. Are there any vegans in? We got vegans in the house? There's one over there. What's your name, my vegan friend?
Erica.
Well, Erica. Very nice to have you here, Erica. Look, I'm not going to make jokes about vegan food. I think it would be tasteless. But I've got a question for you, Erica, because my partner is vegan. She had a question about veganism. Maybe you could help. She wants to know, is semen okay for vegans? Because if it isn't, she's got to stop having tennis lessons. What do you think, Erica?
I love semen.
Look. Great answer. Not the best answer I've ever had. Best answer I ever had, Erica. I was doing a gig in London, and this lady in the front row was vegan. I said, is semen okay for vegans? And she went, human semen. What the fuck?
Jimmy Carr, Natural Born Killer, coming soon to Netflix. Let's catch up with the news then. And Aberdeen and Rangers, who are both still pushing at the top end of the Club Academy Scotland table, shared the points in a highly entertaining match at Cormac Park on Tuesday, despite the atrocious weather conditions. Fraser Mackay gave the Dons the lead before a quick-fire Alfie Stewart double ensured a 3-1 lead at the interval. But two Rangers goals levelled the contest. Cammy Wilson won and converted a penalty to put his side back ahead. However, it wasn't enough to see out the wind. The two teams are to become well acquainted with each other as the season begins to hurtle towards its final period. Rangers will return to Cormac Park this Friday for another league fixture before both will meet at Hampden on the 1st of May to play for the right to be crowned Scottish Youth Cup champions. The Young Dons then faced the other half of the Old Firm on Friday. A sensational 3 goals in 3 minutes at Lennox Town from Aberdeen under-18s ensured they came from behind to claim a richly deserved and dramatic victory over Celtic on Friday night. Celtic went ahead after just 15 minutes of the fixture, but the Young Dons kept relentlessly knocking at the door until they eventually found an equaliser through Cammy Wilson after 76 minutes before he pulled aside ahead just 2 minutes later. Quite incredibly, Fraser Mackay added a third goal for the Dons just a minute later. Fletcher Boyd was instrumental throughout and claimed a hat-trick of assists during those 3 manic minutes. Elsberg director Stefan Andreasen has issued a warning to Aberdeen in their pursuit of Jimmy Tillin. Tillin led Elsberg to a second-place finish in the Swedish top flight last season and is understood to be open to a move to the Dons. However, with the Swedish league just about to start, we may be forced to wait until the end of our campaign to land the highly rated manager. However, the Elsberg director won't let him go without a fight to hold on to him. The Scottish Government will make a case for the major Scotland matches to be shown on free channels. A new consultation will be formed as part of a bid to persuade the UK Government to change the rules on televised live sport. Scotland matches in recent years have been broadcast on paid television services, including Viaplay. And talking of Viaplay, there's changes afoot this week for their customers after the sale of its UK sports channels to Premier Sports has been finalised. All Viaplay sports channels will be rebranded on Sky, Virgin Media and Prime Video on the 9th of April to Premier Sports. If you subscribe to Viaplay's film and series channels, these will finish on the 21st of May, and all previous and existing Viaplay Total Sports customers will be moved to Premier Sports, with Premier Sports inheriting all of Viaplay UK's current sporting rights until they expire. And the first match on the new Premier Sports is our Scottish Cup semi-final against Celtic at Hampden on Saturday, the 20th of April. With the school Easter break underway, Jamie McGrath and Conor Barron spoke to Red TV at the AFC Community Trust Easter coaching camps, and they previewed our game with Livingston at the weekend.
Jamie, Conor, we're here at the Sports Village for the Community Trust Easter training camp. Conor, we've got over about 90 kids here. It's great to see so many faces here.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant to come along and see all the kids and see that smile on their faces when they see their Aberdeen players that they grow up watching and come along on a Saturday and see. So, no, it's good to put a smile on their faces, and it's good to see them out kicking a ball and enjoying themselves.
Jamie, how important is it as an Aberdeen player to come along to these type of events?
Ah, yeah, just like Baz said, like, if it gives them a bit of a, don't know, just knowing that Aberdeen players are looking in, it'll give them a little buzz as well. So it's nice to be here and see so many people out. And yeah, it looks to be some really good players out there as well, which is nice to see. But now everybody out there has a smile on their face, and it's good to be here.
You scored your 10th Aberdeen goal at the weekend, Jamie. Are you still claiming that it's 11 after the one against Kilmarnock was given an own goal, or are you happy now it's 10?
I think it's 11 now. I don't think it's in question. But no, I'm delighted just to help out the boys. Yeah, start of the season, you kind of aim for double figures, so to get there now, it's nice. But yeah, we want to push on now as a team and finish the season strong, and obviously some big games to go now. And yeah, the potential of a cup final is really exciting for us, so that's what we're focusing on now. Yeah, so.
There was a little compilation video that went out of your 10 goals. Do you have a favourite so far? Can you pick one?
Yeah, they're all tap-ins, aren't they? But no, I think probably Rangers or Pauk, yeah, for sure. Maybe Pauk away to get my first European goal in that environment as well, so probably have to say that. Yeah.
Conor, just looking back on Saturday, it was obviously a 2-1 victory against Ross County. The boys maybe wasn't the greatest performance, but how much confidence can we take that we managed to stay in the game and managed to get all 3 points?
Yeah, it was a massive victory for the boys and the club, the city, the fans. Yeah, it wasn't pretty at times, but the most important thing is 3 points, especially at this stage of the career, the season as well, when you've got to kind of scrap it out and get wins, and we've done that on Saturday. I think this season we've been great at times and then not had results, and then we've been poor and we've got results. So yeah, it's just the nature of the game, and Saturday was that, and we got the 3 points, which is most important. And yeah, hopefully we start a run now to the end of the season.
How much confidence now, that's back-to-back wins that we've got in the league, Jamie, how much confidence can you take going into Saturday with that?
Of course, winning games breeds confidence, so yeah, we'll take that into Saturday. It'll be a very difficult game. I've seen the first game of the season this year, so yeah, we know what to expect. Difficult pitch. They're a hard team to play against as well, with their qualities as well. So they're also fighting for their lives. So that's going to bring another challenge as well. So yeah, it's going to be a tricky game. But I think if we show them over the last few weeks what we're about, we'll go in with good form and hopefully take the 3 points.
An hour of television can change everything.
Three women and a whippet. Wouldn't have seen that in a BBC studio when I started.
The allegations surrounding Jeffrey Epstein include his friend Prince Andrew.
Sam,
let's stop pushing the palace.
I want it for us.
You're chasing a story that we're never going to get.
This is the work.
My job is booking the people we can't just call up.
Hello, everyone.
You have a problem that won't go away.
We're looking at options. But there is a red line.
I've never been smuggled into a palace before.
If I do an interview, the question is, why you?
With respect, you know how people see you.
Spell it out.
Randy Andy.
With respect.
Everything's changed. The FBI are raiding Epstein's home. You can't stay silent.
South drawing room. Two chairs, 6 feet apart.
It's like a Western.
Make no mistake, if we don't get the tone right, the story won't be him. It'll be us.
Your Royal Highness.
tomorrow night, in an unprecedented interview, we will hear from the Duke himself.
You know, I thought that all went very well.
All across the world, every paper, on every news channel, this is the story.
Go away!
This is only going to get bigger.
This interview, does it matter?
Yeah, it matters.
1 hour of TV can change everything, but how did that interview come to be? Inspired by Prince Andrew's infamous Newsnight interview, comes a new film starring Gillian Anderson, Keely Hawes, Billy Piper and Rufus Sewell. Scoop, available now on Netflix. Well, the last match before the split then, and we're at home against Dundee this coming Saturday. Kickoff at Pittodrie is at 3 p.m. There are still tickets available for the game, which you can order through all the normal channels. And if you can't make it to the game, you can watch it live on Red TV International, audio only in the UK and Ireland. Coverage starts at 2:45 p.m. Earlier in the week, Dundee and Rangers are in action in the Premiership on Wednesday night. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. The other Premiership fixtures this weekend are Celtic versus St Mirren, Hearts versus Livingston, Motherwell versus Hibs, St Johnstone versus Kilmarnock. All those are 3 p.m. kickoffs. And on Sunday, it's Ross County versus Rangers in the midday kickoff in Dingwall. It's a bottom six finish for the Dons this season. We'll have all the post-split fixtures available on the AFC Donscast website when they're made available following the matches played this weekend. A welcome break away from our league predicament and manager chaos. Tickets are still available for our Scottish Cup semi-final on Saturday the 20th of April at Hampden. Kick-off in Glasgow is at 12:30 p.m. Tickets for the South Stand upper and lower is £40 for adults, over 65s and under 16s £20. And in the West Stand it's adults £30 and over 65s and under 16s £15. You can purchase your tickets online at afc.co.uk/e-tickets by phoning on 01224 63 1903, or in person at the Pittodrie ticket office. I'll be back next Sunday with another edition of the AFC Donscast. Meantime, you can keep up to date with all the latest news, including any manager news, on our socials at AFC Donscast or on the website afcdonscast.co.uk. Have a great week, and as always, thanks for listening and stand free.
All your latest Dons news. This is the AFC Donscast.